Well, this report proves beyond any doubt that the basis for our removals, not just mine, but several of my colleagues, was political. There was never any performance issues. They wanted politicized United States attorneys, which the law cannot allow. And there was an attempt to politicize this. It failed. And I just wish the powers that be in the White House and on Capitol Hill would have shot straight with the American people 2.5 years ago. They wanted political tools and not independent prosecutors. And the history of the United States attorney is crystal clear. It's an independent position that is apolitical once you're in office. We didn't play ball. We were punished for it. But the bigger story is the fact that the real loser was the American public, because there was an attempt to have politically corrupted U.S. attorneys. I'm glad to say that a bunch of us said, no, we're not going to do that.
One of the focuses of this report has to do with an email that Heather Wilson sent in October of 2006 that they say began a chain of emails in which you were criticized. Her email, from what I can see of it, doesn't specifically mention you at all, but I guess the committee's point was that this sort of brought about this. That was forwarded from one person to Karl Rove, and you know, the whole process started working in which you were pointedly criticized, in their words, for not, you know, bringing forth these accusations against the Patricia Madrid at that time.
And you have to look at what was going on then. This was in October of 2006. Heather is lost in the tight race. I think she's even behind in some polls. And filing a prosecution would have given Heather ammo to attack Patricia Madrid. I knew that. But I couldn't play politics. I mean, I was going to file that case when it was ready, and had it been ready right then, I still wouldn't have filed it because of the Justice Department policies and not filing cases that can affect a political campaign. So, yeah, I mean, Heather wanted a political tool as a U.S. attorney, and I didn't play ball, and so my colleagues didn't play ball. And if I were to do it again, I'd do the same thing.
What are you up to these days?
I am a military prosecutor. I'm back on active duty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Fantastic. I'm handling Gitmo detainee cases. It's the most interesting cases of my life. It's the most challenging work I've ever done, that's for sure.
Wow. Okay.